from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Southside Jake with Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? One of our favorite segments. And last week, I would say, the best rendition that we've ever done. And now it's round two of Are You Smarter Than a Plumber 2.0 with Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating. Good morning to you, Jake. How are you?
What's up, fellas? How are we today?
Good.
Pretty good.
A little nervous because we got you good last week and you said you're coming back in kind this week. So what do you got for us?
You know what? I don't know if I did. I don't know if I like this game. I think it's too easy for you guys. What jersey are you wearing? Is that a Geno Smith jersey?
No, this is a Will Greer jersey. You may well yet see the Geno Smith jersey later on in the week. Might have to bust that one out.
Mm-mm-mm. I love it. All right. You guys know the rules of what we're trying to do here. You know what? I think I'm going to limit it to three.
So you're going to give us clues, and we're going to guess the athlete, correct?
Yep. And I'm going to limit to maybe three clues, maybe three statements with multiple clues, something of that nature.
All right, that's fair.
We'll go with that. So we'll start it off here first. Do we want to do like? Do you want to give you a position or like anything else besides?
I don't know. You formulated the clues. Give us what you got.
All right.
We'll see if we can figure it out.
Let's go. This is new to us. We're gonna learn it.
There'll be lumps. It's like Cruz in center field. We'll figure it out.
This athlete was drafted in the MLB and the NFL. Okay. Dual drafted athlete. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to throw you for a loop here. Two-time Big East Player of the Year.
Oh, that does throw me for a loop.
Pat White.
Yep. Boom.
What is wrong with me?
I don't know. I just looked at you. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I was thinking initially he was going Russ.
Deion Sanders.
I was thinking Russ or Kyler Murray just off the top of my head.
I was thinking Bo Jackson or Deion.
I would have gone Bo Jackson. He goes right into my wheelhouse.
And you just, with that jersey, that ugly-ass jersey.
They are ugly, this version
they're
of the jersey.
Ugly.
They're nasty. They're gross.
And I have,
there's nacho cheese on this. This jersey's been through some stuff. I can't wear a white jersey because I'm going to get all kind of nonsense on it. All right, so we're one for one. Good job, the WVU man, Doran, with the answer there.
All right. 2014 first rounder in the NFL draft. Heisman Trophy winner.
Johnny Manziel.
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
We chest up, eyes up, prayed up. We are just kicking Southside Jake's ass.
Work.
I tell you what, and I'm not even giving you like good clues either. That's impressive.
I'm so confident in our ability to kick your butt, Jake, that this third one could be for all the marbles.
Yep.
This can be like the old home run derby money ball that was worth more homers. If you stump us on this third one, you can win the round because I'm that confident.
Same.
Okay.
Pressure now.
Arguably one of the most hated people in Pittsburgh history. I like the guy personally. I think he's a heck of an athlete. Okay. Pitt, former Pitt quarterback.
Kenny Pickett's not. Back. He's not that hated, so it can't. It can't be Kenny.
No, I said I like this guy. Comeback player of the year.
Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco.
You got it. You got it.
Man, I'm on it.
Because he really wasn't. I mean, he was kind of a former Pitt quarterback, but he wasn't. You know.
I don't know that Joe Flacco is that hated. Like, I don't like Joe Flacco.
He played for Baltimore. He left Pitt. I mean, come on.
Pretty good point by you.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Jake, this is a lot of fun. I like this better, and not just because we keep beating you, but I think you got people in their cars back at home that are screaming answers into their radios, and I think that's exactly what we're looking for, man. So keep it up.
I agree.
Do you have a bonus fourth one?
No, I actually don't. Well, I don't. No, I can't give you.
See, he's already working ahead to next week.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee next week, I'm at least going to win one.
Yeah, good luck. We're 6-0.
Yep.
Jake, this was wonderful as always. Thank you so much for your time, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
See you guys. Have a good week.
See you too. Southside Jake, bye. You got the Pat White. I feel like that's not a great look for me.
That isn't.
No.
Like, you had to think about it. Like, I saw like the Rolodex going in your brain. I'm like, wait a minute. Big East?
I got stuck on Russell Wilson immediately because he's the Steelers quarterback. And we were not bamboozled by that. We knew he was the Steelers quarterback the whole time.
We were not bamboozled. Mm-hmm. You're right.
I'm happy you got Pat. I'm happy you got Pat White. If we would have gone 0-for on that, that would have really stunk.
That would have been real bad.
Yeah.
Big East didn't trigger anything, no.
I started thinking about Pitt guys. So that's no good either.
No.
I'm losing my Dub V fandom card day by day. These were ugly jerseys, by the way.
I'm saying they're all ugly.
I know what you're saying.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.